Blog Talk Radio.
Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. Today, I tell you, we have another treat for you on today, and I welcome you here at home where the Victoria is living through the words of empowerment from biblical lessons and principles, as we always will be exploring the theological implication and contextualizing the relevancy for living, for today's living. And so I am so excited on today. I have a special guest that's going to be with me and joining me here on today. And I know that without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to be tremendously, yes, tremendously blessed on today. My guest on today, her name is Brenda Hanna. And Brenda is a chapel and volunteer coordinator for the TBN here in Federal Way, Washington. And I want to read just a little bit about some background about Brenda, and you're going to be tremendously blessed by this wonderful woman of God. And her bio reads as this, to worship God with all of my heart, lifting up the name of Jesus in every situation in my life, to motivate others and leaving a lasting impression of God, of the heart of God in ministry through corporate worship. I'm looking for a fresh experience with God every day. Brenda's mission is to bring people to a fresh and new passion for Christ, being deliberate to encourage depth to live, to worship the Lord as a lifestyle. Then also, her vision is that her focus is to do what God is doing rather than following what the world thinks or feel that God's ideal of worship really is. Brenda says she believes in having an experiential experiment with God, doing worship and that has depth and taking us into a level through worship and praise, another level. And to be truly spirit-led and flow as the spirit leads according to God's plan and design for our life. Her expectations are great and believe that in spontaneous miracle in the physical, the emotional realm can and will happen during these times of worship as we enter into the presence of God with new songs coming forth from the Lord as we open our hearts to Him, healing of every kind in the hearts, and in the lives of the unchurched, new believers, and the mature Christian. With my love for people, my desire is to motivate, encourage, train, and accelerate every person to be effective worship leader with the team concept to achieve his or her highest potential with depth, as well allowing time for his or her skill to be developed using the creative gifts and ability. To show genuine love and compassion with understanding towards each worship members, respecting their needs and concerns at all times, getting to know them personally and to hear what their dreams and vision are. And most importantly, to bring the worship team members to a place in their life where they experience with the Lord is fresh and new every day. Now, Brenda's her experience is, it's in the last 18 years she has served as an evangelical or evangelistic worship leader, getting tongue-tied there, but administrative worship director, a band member, a vocalist, playing the keyboard, guitar, and the brass. And she is very flexible with the various styles of worship, including post, contemporary, and band-driven worship team, primarily in the area of evangelistic and congregational worship, adult and children choir leadership for special service such as Easter, Christmas, and other events. With the keyboard and the guitar, Brenda said her worship style are consistent with the worship culture and environment, with the concept of leading by design and not by default. Her worship styles are the blend of current, contemporary, post-contemporary, Generation X, and post-modern, always keeping updated and aware of the current worship trend. She used traditional songs when they are called for with a new flair that is continuous with the current worship style. And I am well-rounded and experienced in blended and traditional music. Again, also her experience is both in sounds and multimedia department, overseeing and assisting the team members with song shows, other media, worship sermons, video, DVDs. Her and her husband are both experienced sound and media technicians and work with many churches to expand their knowledge and understanding of media art, as well as web administration and design. For the most part, they work as a team. Her husband and her have been licensed and ordained since 2002. With her administrative skills come from her professional work career in nonprofit organizations such as the Full Gospel, Businessmen Fellowship, and other nonprofit organizations. Her experience is also organizational and administration, managing volunteer staff in sound, media, and worship, and community volunteer administration, and providing good work ethics with servanthood, directives, warm and welcoming environment with vision, integrity, compassion, communication, and time management. And because of this experience, including accounting and finance, given her many strengths in team management of funds and fundraising. She give all the glory and thanks to the Lord for the many things that he has brought her through and all the gifts and ability that has taught her and given unto her. This is Brenda's testimony. It is indeed an honor and a privilege on today for me to introduce to some and to others none other dear friend that I have met, and her name is Brenda Hannah. Welcome on, Brenda. God bless you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show on today, and I'm just so excited after reading your bio and all of the wonderful things that you're doing and have done and things. I'm just excited for you just to share with us some of the wonderful passion and compassion that you have in the ministry that God has called you to. Why don't you share some of the wonderful things that you have done in ministry?
Well, for the last, even for the last 6 months or so, my husband and I have been helping a small church here north of Washington and just helping them where we go into churches that are in the middle of a transition and help the pastors kind of design some of the things that they need to do and they want to do for their church. And that's kind of some of the things we do.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And that comes from the aspect of your sound media. And is that from that particular aspect of your helping, or is there all different types of areas in which you flow?
All different types of areas. Churches have gone through pastoral transitions, worship transitions, media and sound transitions, all those different types of things. And we want to, sometimes we've gone into churches where they've had a major pastoral transition and they just need someone there to support them and to give them a hand. And that's one of the things that has given us, we just have so much passion for and helping the church. And our ministry, Silent Crying Ministries, it was designed specifically to go into those areas where pastors and maybe their staff are silently crying out for help that they can't get from just going into the mainstream. And so we go in there and just diligently work with them and help them secure some of the things that they need to do in their churches and build them up and encourage and empower them to go forward in what the Lord wants them to do in that place or that church that they're ministering in. And it's very, very exciting and very fulfilling, and we just enjoy it so much.
Oh, it sounds so that is very, very rewarding, too, as both as for both you as well as for the congregation and that pastor as well and things. Now, there's one area that I wanted to ask you about is that your passion for the worship. You both, you play
worship,
the keyboard,
yeah.
You play the guitar, and you also sing and the worship leader. Why don't you share with us where did that passion come from or how? And then also, if you could share, how old were you when you started out?
Well, I was about 7 years old when I started taking piano lessons. And I did not like piano lessons. Really hard for me. It was really, really hard for me at that age because my mom said I was super creative and at that young age, and I just could not. I had a hard time reading notes. I could read the notes one by one, but I couldn't line them up on the pages, and it was because I had a depth perception issue with my eyes, and I couldn't line up the chords, and nobody knew at that time. I was so young, as the years went by, I started playing with my dad in the Orange County Rescue Mission. That's where I started, and I was probably 11 or 12 years old, and I could only play three songs, Nothing But the Blood, Oh, the Blood of Jesus, and At the Cross. I think those were the three I could play. And my dad says, well, we're going to play those three until you learn some more. And every time we went, those are the three songs that I played. And God just did so many miracles in that place. And that's where I started. And then, years playing in the, I was 14 years old and became the lead church pianist at the church I came in to when my parents went to be associate pastors in that church. And their piano player, the piano player lady, she and her husband were moving, and my uncle played the organ in the church and said, okay, well, you're it. I'm like, there is no way I'm going to get up on that piano and play in front of all these people. That's where I started.
Wow, what a wonderful testimony and things. And when you mentioned about the three songs that you will play, I tell you, those are the three songs you pretty much need, just those songs. And I tell you, you can have some church off of those songs.
Blood songs and just, those great songs and things. And so that's where all the hymns and things come into play for me. And, of course, now we have changed into the whole worship theme and different types of worship songs and the songs that are being written today, and they are so fun and exciting. I love worship, and I love the time that we spend with the Lord in worship every Sunday, and it's my favorite time. I'm always telling, don't be late, we can't be late because we'll miss worship. That's where it comes from. It comes from that deep-seated thing when I was really young and I had to work really hard at doing those three songs. And then when I accomplished that, I was able to accomplish something else and then something else. And the piano teacher told my mom, one of the people that has now gone on to be with the Lord, told my mom when I was really young, she said, I'm not going to be her piano teacher. And my mom's like, why not? And she goes, because she has a different, I don't want to ruin anything that's different about her. And classical piano. And she goes, I don't want to ruin the anointing over her life. And so that has set me forth all my life.
Wow. Isn't that profound? And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy listening to you and things and how God just flowed through you and things on the playing the piano and leading us into worship, too. It's just been really a tremendous blessing and things. But also, I wanted to also mention also that both you, Brenda, you have been battling with cancer for close to 2 years, back in 2011. And it's such a unique situation because both you and your husband have been battling cancer at the same time, and you have been cleared from cancer just recently, and we're just rejoicing with you. But why don't you share your testimony with us, if you please?
Well, and we have so many testimonies, and I was talking to a pastor, one of our pastors, a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, you never want to stop at miracle number one, because there's miracle number two, miracle number three, four, five, six. I think we're on a miracle like number nine right now. And in 2011, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And in July of 2012, I went and had a double mastectomy. And I can tell you, when I went to my doctor and she told me that I had breast cancer, my daughter was with me, my daughter, Michaela, and she said, Brenda, you have breast cancer. And we have to do something about that. And then she looked right at my daughter and said, your mom's going to live and not die.
Yeah.
And that was really profound for me, because that set the tone for my recovery from day one.
Yeah.
And, what a miracle it was to have the doctor that I had and all the doctors that I had. And so I had that surgery. I had probably six to eight surgeries of different types, and small ones and big ones. I had three major surgeries, and I had the double mastectomy in July of 2012, and then I went through 6 months of reconstruction and going through all the tests and all the things that you go through, and I never once had to have radiation or chemotherapy, and that was an absolute miracle. That was a miracle. And then, in that December, I had my final surgery. I was just released by an oncologist here just a few months ago. Said, you know, you look good, you're clear, everything looks fine. And about a year into my diagnosis, my husband started getting really ill. We didn't know what it was, and we had all types of testing done, and found out this year in July that he had a tumor about the size of a quarter, that a blockage in part of his colon area, and it was totally completely contained. And when we went into emergency, they sent us to emergency right then, and they said that it looked like a hernia. And they kept saying it was a hernia, and about 4 or 5 days earlier, I had been sitting at my desk at work, and I began to, I don't even know if I was praying, but I just kind of turned around to the window there, and I was looking out the window, and I saw a picture. I felt like the Lord was showing me a picture of this negative, and it looked like a long tube with a little round thing in it. I'm like, what is that? And all of a sudden, my heart started pounding, and I knew it was something about my husband. And finally, we got him into the doctors, and I said, you got to go right now. And he said, I don't want to go right now. And, you know, we were trying to wait for our insurance to kick in, because he had just started a new job. And, you know, I went in, and I went into him that night. I said, we got to get you an emergency. And he wouldn't go. He says, let's wait till I can hold out for the weekend. And about Wednesday, when everything started going, we finally got him in for a CAT scan, and they said it was a hernia. When they got in there, it wasn't. It was a tumor that was blocking him probably about 98%. And it was my doctor who did the surgery. She happened to be on call that day, and she's a cancer specialist. So that is a miracle that she was there.
Right, yes.
Yeah, and when he came out, they said, you know, maybe one round of chemo, and about 5 days later, they came out. He goes, doesn't need any chemo at all. He's going to be
what a miracle.
Yes, And so we're so excited about his, you know, healing. It took him a long time to heal, and he's still having to be limited on what he can do, and so am I. But we're here, and we live to tell about it. And God is good, and God is great, and he's doing so many things in our lives, and we're so excited to see what's ahead.
Yes, and what a wonderful miracle for both you and your husband to have journeyed on such a profound journey together. You never really hear of that, where both a husband and wife are battling at the same time. And just to have such an incredible testimony of the healing virtue and power of God is just really just remarkable. It's really just awesome. Just to hear how God has really just to do that, and just still going forward, just continue forward in the ministry and doing the work and the will of the Lord. And both, neither one of you had to go through chemotherapy or radiation. That is almost unheard of, and we know that that's a miracle from the Lord our God. But there may be someone out there in the radio land too today, Brenda, that you might could minister to their heart, or that maybe had been diagnosed, or had a friend that was diagnosed, or battling some other type of illness and things, and perhaps you could have and share some words of encouragement unto them even right now.
I would say, you know, when I was diagnosed with this breast cancer, and I was serving in a church that I'd been called to, and I'd been there for a year, and we couldn't quite figure out, why did you send us here, Lord? And it's so far away, and we just didn't know at the time. And while we were there, the same day I was diagnosed, another lady was diagnosed the same day. And we went through and walked that together. It was like we were 2 weeks apart in all of our things. And I know that even the Lord has brought us through through awesome journeys in our life, and you know, we want to see others begin to know that we can praise God through our circumstances. And one of the things it says, we always want to say, and I have said on my website, it says, we have come to know the joyous thing we choose. We choose to worship no matter what life brings, what challenges that life brings us. And because that's no match for what God has promised us. And then Matthew 5:3-4, it says, God blesses those who depend on him. They belong to the kingdom of heaven. God blesses those who grieve, and they will find comfort. And then in Psalms 145:17-19, it says, our Lord, everything you do is kind and thoughtful. You are near to everyone whose prayers are sincere, and you satisfy all the desires of your worshipers. And you have come to save them when they ask for help.
Yeah.
And that's been, that has been one of my favorite scriptures in all these years of just going through and going through the process. So whatever you're going through in your life, that God sees your process. And don't give up at miracle number one, because there's many miracles to come in your life. And just start counting them off and start thanking God for miracle number one and waiting for that miracle number two. I mean, we have so many miracles. We have miracles in our finances, miracles in our life. And I know that when you're going through it and you're sitting there, and if you've had a double mastectomy like I have, or whatever your situation is, and I was laying in bed, I couldn't lift my arm, but I can lift my fingertips.
Yeah.
Lay in bed and just begin to worship the Lord. And I couldn't raise my hands in church, but I had my arms out somehow, someway.
Yeah.
I had to show the Lord that I was willing to lift my arms no matter how much it hurt and no matter how much I had to stretch to be in his presence. Not that lifting your hands is, you know, you know, it's just one of those actions that I have to do as a person to show God, I'm right there with you, Lord. I'm right there. I'm ready, and I'm waiting, and God is just ready there for you and to empower you to go through those things. And I know that there's so many out there that have gone through stuff, and I just want to just say to you that doesn't matter what you're going through, that God is there standing with you, beside you, ahead of you, behind you. You have everything to look forward to, and he's right there to be with you. And I know when I came out of surgery, I just had a song in my heart. I don't remember what song it was. And I remember them saying, Brenda, wake up, wake up. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of worship. Do you mind? You know, in my head, I was worshiping the Lord. And because there was a time when I wasn't waking up, and they couldn't wake me up, and I was having a hard time breathing. But I was singing in the spirit, and I was singing to the Lord, like, I don't remember what it was. I can't remember all that I give you. You can't remember, but I know that I was singing to the Lord during that time. So the Lord is going to bless you. The Lord is going to take care of you. The Lord is going to be there in all those times. And just begin to worship him. Worship him no matter what. Stand on the truth of the word. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in those people's lives. We thank you so much.
Yes, and this is so profound, because I was just going to ask you the question, and you actually answered it itself, as to how did the gift of your worship and the calling that God has upon your life and things of leading God's people into the presence, and how you said that, you know, you was, how they was trying to wake you up, and you was singing, and you were there in the presence of the Lord singing in your spirit and things and worshiping God. And I come to find out too, Brenda, that what you said is just so profound of a gift that God has gifted the body of Christ, that we can sing, we can worship, we can praise our way through anything by staying in the presence of God through that song of worship or praise unto him. And that worship and praise just make things all new and different and keep us in a place, a safe place with God, until the manifestation of whatever he's doing in our lives. That we can use that thing of worship, the gift of worship. And that's why it's so important for the worship leaders and things to be able to be in that place with God, to lead the people into the presence of God. Is so critical for them and things, because healing taking place, and like you said, the various miracles that are taking place. And I know we have just a few more minutes left, and what I want to ask you, if you don't mind doing for us, is that if you don't mind leading in prayer and things, perhaps maybe the worship leader, or if you have a word for the worship leader too before you pray and things, the worship leader. And then I know you mentioned that we did somewhat spoken about the person that may be battling with some type of illness in their body. But if you could elaborate just a little bit for that worship leader, that, again, as a reminder to their how critical their role is there of leading God's people, setting the tone and the atmosphere so that miracle, whatever need to be taking place. Could you just share and then close us out with prayer?
Well, one of the things I would say to the worship leaders out there is never give up, and don't worry about what people think, and only worry about what God is saying to you and how he's speaking to you through your worship, and he will do everything ahead of you. And so he prepares your heart, he prepares your team. And another thing too is to love your team with all of your heart. Know what they're doing in their life. Know them personally. And that is, that just gives so much to your team, and it helps them work through things and work with you as a leader. It's really important. And the other thing is just to really depend on the Lord during your worship. I know we have a lot of corporate worship, and we have time constraints, and we have this, and we have that. But in your quiet time with the Lord, just really, really nail that in to yourself is saying, you know, I'm going to worship the Lord no matter what. I'm going to just give it my all, and welcome everyone of every generation, of everything. And I think God blesses us when we do that. And this morning, even in my, when I was sitting there and worshiping with the Lord this morning, I just really felt like that God wants us just to be available to him and be available to stay and do the things he's asking us to do. And it's our availability where he can work. And so this morning this afternoon, as we just speak into your life, whoever you are, whether you're going through an illness, whether you're a worship pastor, whether you're just a member of the team, we're all worshipers. We're all worship leaders, no matter where you're at. And if you love to sing and you're a musician, that God has appointed you for such a time as this, that he has given you so many talents and so many abilities that he just wants you to just lean in him and lean on him. And if you're sick this morning, I just pray, Lord, that the enemy get your hands off of whoever's sick right now in the name of Jesus, that you're covered by the power of the blood of Jesus, that you're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And
yes,
we thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in their life. And we thank you, Lord, for the time that they are going to have to be able to count the many miracles that you have left for them in the future. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And thank you ever so much for being a part of the show on today. It's really a tremendous blessing and honor to have you on with us on today and for you just to share your wonderful testimony of both you and your husband.
Thank you so much. You are so welcome.
And so I just want to say to the Radio Land, it's just been a pleasure and an honor to be able to have an opportunity to be in your home on today, and to the worship leaders, even as Brenda has stated, you know, to welcome all generation and to worship, as well as to make yourself available unto the Lord, because that's what he's looking for, availability. And so each day as we strive and we wake up, let us make ourselves available unto the Lord and not take that for granted and just thinking that he knows, but he do know, but he wants to know, do you know, and would you be willing to make yourself available, because we, out of our own volition. So we have been tremendously blessed on today. I tell you, I know it was a blessing for your soul just to hear that wonderful testimony. And so today, even in my closing, as I always would say unto you, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one answer or one question away from your miracle, all you need to do is ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And the scripture over in Matthew 7:7 always let us know that we could just ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So child of God, as I will always say in my closing on this wonderful, glorious day, that may God continue to bless you and bless you with a no-sorrow blessing that will come to your house on today. And so as we would get ready to close, I pray that you will be blessed in all of your endeavors and that your day will be filled with nothing but the blessings of the Lord. And so until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. Till we meet again, bye-bye.